Hey, Mama, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. So, I've been doing some thinking here lately, and I have realized that this podcast has really great tactical information, but it's just been missing something and it's felt a little off. So, I have realized that I haven't really put like a personal touch and told you my stories and stuff that are going on in my life. And help you really just put the puzzle pieces together of the tactical and then implementing it in your life. And so I am going to start doing that, and I'm actually going to start doing that today. So I'm super excited for today's episode because today we're going to be talking about my Christmas budget. I'm going to take you through the things that went well, the things that didn't went well, the changes that happened. I'm going to tell you things that maybe I could have done differently and maybe what I should do differently in the future. And then I'm going to use that information to up my monthly budgeting game. So whether you are cleaning up from Christmas, because that was yesterday, and I hope you had a great Christmas, or if you're finally getting to relax after all that hustle and bustle, go grab a nice warm drink, take 5 minutes with me, and let's dive into how I did with my Christmas budget so that you can do the same thing with yours. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. I know how difficult it can be. You face constant struggles when you're living on one income. You're living paycheck to paycheck, stressing over the decision of whether you should pay your bills or get groceries. And when you do get groceries, sticking to the budget is so difficult, especially when your children are with you, throwing a fit if they don't get a treat. You live in the constant fear of your money running out, and then embrace the thought that it would all go away if you just went back to work. Mama, going back to work is not the answer. You became a stay-at-home mom for a reason. Remember that reason. Hold on to that reason. You want to be the one to raise your children. You want to be the one to nurture their beliefs of who they are. You want to teach them and watch them grow. So don't give up on that dream just because your money is trying to get you to believe a different story. You obviously knew that you could make it on one income, or else you wouldn't be here where you are today. You weren't taught how to manage money at school, so when money does start to take control of your life, you're not sure how to handle it. I'm telling you, Mama, you are not alone, and you do not have to go back to work to right the situation. You can get your money back on track today. This is the season for you to embrace a new season, a season that's going to bring a lasting change, a transformation that will continue through the rest of your life, a life of peace, not of stress, a life of joy, not of overwhelm, all because you are able to wrangle in your money and get it to work for you instead of you working for it. If you're ready to embrace your new season, head on over to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell and book your financial strategy session today. That's calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. Alrighty, so you ready to dive into my Christmas budget and how things went? I know I'm a little nervous, like diving deep into the lessons I've learned and how I can change things. It's just like, ugh. But, you know, I think it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good for me. It's going to be so good for you guys so that you can really look over the things that you've done, the things that you are doing, and maybe just take it one step further and help yourself throughout the rest of next year, which is, you know, sticking to that budget and really being able to follow through. So Okay, so what did my Christmas look like? And I'm saying did as in past tense, but in all reality, when I'm recording this episode, it is actually Wednesday, December 20th at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I have yet to actually do any Christmases, except for I did do a Christmas party with some friends. I believe that was on the 8th of December. But other than that, I haven't actually done my Christmases. However, I can still talk about the way the budget went and all the changes that have happened and unexpected life changes that I'm just like, oh my goodness gracious, like it threw me for a loop. So I'm going to start with telling you how I thought this year was going to go. So back in November when I did the Christmas series, the Christmas budgeting series, I sat down and I did my budget with you guys and I did my spending plan. And I realized that the money that I had saved up for Christmas this year was about $800. So I went through and I split everything up for gifts, like how much I could spend per person, if I wanted to spend more per person. I know that I did want to have family photos. We wanted to get some family photos taken and then get them put on like a nice little portrait for family members that aren't close and even family members who are close so that they could have pictures because I'm not exactly the greatest at getting pictures taken and getting them sent to family and friends. You know, that's what we have our phones for these days, right? So actually getting pictures taken just is not on the high priority list for me. However, I do have family that do not have cell phones that allow for pictures, really. Like, it's still the old style flip phones. So, and they don't have texting, so it's not like I could text them a picture. And they don't have internet because, I mean, these are my grandparents that are 80 years old. It's not something that they want. They're going to stick with what they know and what they like, right? So that means that I have to actually buckle down, get some nice pictures taken, and send it to them. Well, that didn't happen. So all the money that we had saved up for that went into other gifts and stocking stuffers and all that kind of stuff. So I know that I also had cards written down and friend stuff. Well, we ended up just giving one friend thing a go. That makes no sense. So normally we exchange gifts as friends. Well, instead we did like an exchange where everyone brought one gift for each person. And then like everyone brought a gift. So I brought a gift, my husband brought a gift, and then we all exchanged gifts. However, I believe this time it was a couple's gift. So we didn't have to bring two gifts. We just had to bring one gift, right? So that cut down on expenses. That was unexpected. We didn't do the cards, we didn't do family photos, which I really wish I would have done cards, but I'm just not the greatest at that. And truthfully, my Christmas season has not gone as planned, and it started way back in November. So at the beginning of November, my family and I got sick with hand, foot, and mouth. Then we found out that my husband's grandmother wasn't doing too well, which you all learned in a past episode when I talked about oh my gosh, I can't think of the account. The one for unexpected again, emergency account. That's what it's called. So I talked about this in the emergency account, how my husband's grandmother wasn't doing too well. So we went up there and we saw her before she passed away. And then we came back home for a week, ended up getting the stomach bug, then went back up there the following week for the funeral. And then, you know, by then that was Black Friday, that was Cyber Monday. And that's when I like to do like my big Christmas spending for gifts and getting everything that we need. I buckle down, I figure out what we need, I figure out who needs what and all this stuff. Well, that did not happen this year because one, we had the stomach bug. Like literally Black Friday, we went Black Friday shopping. We come home, that Wednesday, my daughter had thrown up. Well, I just thought it was a random fluke thing because nothing else came of it. There was no fever, there was nothing else, and she was fine the next day. And so I just thought it wasn't really anything that big. Well, then come to find out that was not the case. So we went Black Friday shopping on Friday, and it went south after that. We ended up all getting sick, all throwing up that night. Ended up getting my dad and his wife sick because they came and watched the kids. Yeah, it was just not fun. So needless to say, and then Cyber Monday was the day of the funeral. So it's not like I could really do a whole bunch of Christmas shopping online even, which I'm not a big fan of, but I do like the sales. So I try to get myself to do it, but I'm not great at buying things online because I'd rather touch it, feel it, see if it's something that I actually want kind of thing. Yes, I'm old-fashioned like that. I know. But it helps me not overspend on the internet, right? I don't know. I still probably overspend sometimes when it's in person too. But that is another rabbit trail we can go down in the future. However, that November just really threw off my Christmas because then it just felt like things were just a flow. As soon as we hit December, we were running with the Christmas activities. And I didn't even have time to get my Christmas decorations up. Like, the Christmas tree did not get put up until probably last Friday. I think that's when I finally got it up. Yeah, because my husband was working. So I think it was last Friday I probably got the Christmas tree up. And then yesterday, the 19th of December, I finally got the rest of the Christmas decorations up because tomorrow, the 21st of December, is the first Christmas party that I have, right? So this Christmas season has just been crazy. Like, things have not gone as planned. Things have not been smooth. Everything's just been tossed in the air. All the plans that I made have not happened, obviously. And I mean, that's okay. I just had to figure out how to run with it. I had to figure out how to change things up and go with the flow and be okay with it rather than stressing over the fact that it's not like going the way I wanted it to go or the way I thought it would go. Like, all these happy, fun things that are going on, and yeah, it just didn't happen that way. But that's life, right? Life is nothing but change. Life is nothing but the unexpected and being able to handle that. Yes, having plans, but then being able to change and tweak those plans that's really, really crucial. So what went as planned in my budget, right? Well, frankly, nothing. Nothing really went as planned in the budget. I mean, I was able to get my wrapping supplies and stuff, but that was just a small portion of it. The shipping and packaging that we planned for the family photos, that didn't happen because the family photos didn't happen. Some gifts that I was planning on getting for other family members, all of a sudden we are no longer, as of last Saturday, figured out that we're no longer getting gifts for each person. So thankfully I hadn't bought gifts for each person, right? But instead doing like another, what we did for the Friendsmas, we did buying a gift for each person. So like, I bought a gift, my husband bought a gift, and then we're going to exchange per person kind of thing. So it's not as personal, but it's still like a fun gift because at the beginning they had decided that they weren't going to really do gifts because of low funds this year, which is perfectly fine. But then throwing this at us last second, I'm like, well, at least, you know, I still have room in the budget because, you know, I'm last minute shopping, which is not like me, and trying to get things figured out that finally got figured out last Saturday. So, you know, things just, you got to be able to go with the flow. So that's what we're doing for one Christmas. And then for my dad's Christmas, it was just going to be my family, my dad, and his wife. Well, then the beginning of December, like the first week of December probably, or maybe it was even last week. I don't remember exactly what week it was, but it was quite recent. I find out that my brother, who lives down in, I'm drawing a blank, all I can think of is New Orleans, Louisiana. He lives in Louisiana, I believe, or Mississippi. One of the two. He's right there on the border, and his job is in one state, and his house is in the other. But anyways, he is coming up for his son. His son needed to come see his mom for Christmas, right? Well, I just thought he was going to drive himself because he's old enough to do that. Well, come to find out, the entire family is coming up. And so those are gifts that were unexpected too. Like, I wasn't planning on buying gifts for my brother, his wife, his two sons, and his daughter, which one of his son and his daughter that aren't living with him. They live here where I live. I wasn't really planning on them coming either. And now that my brother's coming, they're coming, which, I mean, is great. I love having my family here. I love having the whole family here. It makes it so much more fun. It makes it so much more alive and really getting to hang out and be with each other. I love the whole big family gatherings. I just always have. But, you know, when it comes to the budget and being able to budget all this stuff in, it's like, oh, well, it would have been nice to know this, you know, at least a month in advance so I could get everything ready. But, you know, that's just not the way it happened. So that's how crazy my budget has been. So no, I did not stick to my budget because there were so many changes. It was hard to follow my budget. However, I did have an amount that I stuck to per person that I knew would keep me from going over budget, even though things got thrown way out of whack. So I did not go over my entire like budgeted total. It's just things on the inside got really flip-flopped and turned around and turned upside down and, you know, every which way that is possible. Yes, a lot of my money in that, like, planned amount went towards gifts because we did go out to a Winter Wonderland, but it was a free event that was put on by the community, so I didn't have to worry about spending that. We don't really have a whole bunch of traditions, which I wanted to change this year. I didn't have to worry about my Christmas food coming out of the Christmas budget because it was meals that came out of my actual grocery budget. So I didn't have to worry about getting extra money for that. So that was nice. And then we were able to have a little bit of a cushion this month in our monthly budget, which is not normal for us because we usually are like gritting our teeth and trying to hang on by tooth and nail. And, you know, but this year, my husband has a job that has a little more income. We do have to sacrifice his time, but we have a little more ease on the income side of things, so that did make it nice. And if that's something that you want me to talk about, you know, the struggles of, you know, whether you have enough income or family time with your husband, I would love to talk about that. Shoot me an email if that's something you're interested in, or go over to the free Facebook group, which is the One Income Family Community, and share with me there. Share with me your thoughts, because I think that'd be a fun episode, but I'm not sure if that's just me or if that's something you guys would actually enjoy. So please pop over, shoot me an email, or come to the group and share with me your thoughts. Okay, so that was a little bit of a side tangent there, but so yeah, my overall Christmas budget was just thrown way out of whack, and I'm sure you understand, and like I said, you just got to be able to go with the flow even when you do have a plan. Like, having that plan and having an idea of where things need to go is great, but also having the ability to be flexible and change when changes and unexpected things are thrown at you is very imperative. So the nice thing about my budget, and this is something that I really want to talk about because it's very important, my overall budget that I have for month to month and my yearly budget and everything is how I was able to keep from going over budget. I didn't have to worry about whether I was going to spend more than the $800 because I have a budget set up where it's essentially like a cash envelope system. but it's electronic. So I knew how much money I had at all times and whether I was going to be going over or whether I needed to slow down on the spending. Plus, like I said, I knew the dollar amount in which I could get gifts. And I knew that when I had all these unexpected family come that I didn't know was coming, I just needed to drop that dollar amount. And then I was able to get everything that needed to be gotten without going over budget. So by knowing those parameters, it really helped me out. And that's something that I can help you with as well. I'm not just talking about the Christmas budget, but in your monthly budget, having these cash envelopes per se electronically, or even if you want the physical cash envelope, that would be so great to help you to help break those, what's the word that I'm looking for? The habits, there we go, to help you break the habits that you have with your spending, because it puts more blocks in your way rather than just pulling out a card and swiping, you know. So it makes more of a task to buy something, and it'll help you tweak those habits that you have, the spending habits. Okay, so the lessons and things that I've learned and what I probably could do differently. So life is nothing but change. Having a little bit of wiggle room to compensate for those changes, I know that's like been the whole thing that I've been talking about this entire episode, but it's so important being able to compensate for those. So that's why I stress to live under your means so much. That's why I stress that when those changes pop up, you're able to handle them because you are not spending every single penny into something that you have to buy, like something that you have to spend it on, like bills, like groceries, like gas expenses, those kind of living costs that you have to have. You do not want every single penny thrown into those things. And that's what I mean about living under your means. Like, you want to have leftover money, essentially. So the lessons that I learned from this budget is to not budget for every single penny, essentially live underneath your means, which is what I didn't do in this actual Christmas budget. In my Christmas budget, I budgeted every single penny and there was no miscellaneous amount. There was no leftover amount, which thankfully I do have in my actual monthly expenses. So if I did go over and I needed a little bit more income, I could have pulled it from my monthly expenses because everything's paid for that we need for this pay period. And so I'm okay there. However, I did budget every single dollar in my Christmas budget, which I know better than to do that, but I still did it. And things didn't go as planned. And if I didn't have that extra wiggle room, it may have been a total different story. I may have went over budget, or I may have not been able to buy things that I really wanted to or needed to. I am sadly going to say that this month, or these past couple months, this Christmas season has been so crazy that my husband and I haven't even gotten gifts for each other. It's sad. We have ideas of what we want to get each other. We know what each other's going to get because we've talked about it, but we haven't actually gotten the gifts. And so when it comes to Christmas, we may not have anything to unwrap. And that really kind of saddens my heart. So I may have to go out and try to get something so that that's not the case for at least my husband, because it really saddens my heart to think that. But because of that, I have spent most of my Christmas budget on everything else, and my husband and I still haven't gotten gifts for each other. So if I didn't have that extra wiggle room in my actual budget, we wouldn't be getting gifts for each other, which, I mean, that's usually the last thing we think of because we want to get everybody else gifts first, but it's not a good feeling, right? You want to be able to give your husband or your wife, you know, something that you really love, something that they love. And, you know, even this year, when I think about the gifts that I got, I'm not the type of person who will go to Walmart and get those prepackaged gifts, you know, in the aisle where they're like, oh, here's a fun mug or here's a fun gift set kind of thing where it's like cosmetic stuff. I'm not that kind of person, but this year things were so crazy. I didn't have the brain capacity or the time to really think about what I could get somebody that actually meant something. And I bought those gifts. And that's okay. It's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to not get the gifts that you normally would. It's okay to get the prepackaged gifts and to not stick to your budget and not have that stuff going on, because when this stuff happens, it's when you learn your lessons on the things that you should tweak in your actual budget, the things that you should tweak in the future. It's when you sit there and you continue to repeat that you don't want that to happen. You want to see where things went wrong, essentially, so that you can make changes in the future. Okay, so this episode is starting to get a little long, so I'm going to really touch on my next point, and then we'll end there before I just continue to talk about, you know, how crazy this month and season has been for me. So the last lesson that I have learned is that I had the extra money, so I wasn't so strict on following the budget. I knew that if I needed more money, I had it. But this is where things can get dicey. This is where you can slip so much easier because you think, oh, I have cushion. I don't have to be so strict. But if you want to stick to your goals, if you want to be able to handle the unexpected, if you want to be able to not be so stressed about things that come up, you need to plan for every dollar and then have like a leftover account, but that leftover amount is still planned. So like my leftover amount that I have in my budget, not in my Christmas budget because I failed on that in my Christmas budget, but in my actual budget, the leftover money that I have is actually budgeted towards my, what's it called? The goals that I have, my financial goals. So some of the things that we are working on right now is saving up so that we can get our porch redone because the foundation of it is starting to, you know, fall away from the house. And that's not a good thing. We also would like to get gutters so that the water can stop running into the house, right? But then there are other things that are coming up and pop up. So we just have this amount towards the house to get the house fixed up. But if I didn't follow my budget and I didn't have every dollar planned out and even including my spending costs, like my free spending of whatever I want to do with it, I would use all that leftover amount without thinking about it. I would go out, say, oh, I have the money. And then I sit down to like transfer that money into a savings account or something so that I can get the house done. And there'd be nothing there. I actually used to do that a lot at the beginning of my journey, and once I really could see what was going on, I'm like, okay, things have to change. And that's what I'm talking about just a little bit ago, that if I don't really focus on what I'm doing and try to stick to my budget, it's okay if you go over. It is 100% okay if you go over, but you also have to be okay with your financial goals taking longer to achieve because you went over. So what's more important, being able to get that coffee right now because you are out of your spending money, or being able to fix up your house so that it lasts longer? I mean, your situation is probably different and you're not focused on fixing up your house, but whatever that financial goal is, maybe it's paying off debt, maybe it's going on that vacation. What is more important? Is it the here and now or is it the future? Because if you're saying yes to the here and now, that leftover money is not going to be able to use for the future, and whatever you want to do in the future, you're saying no to. So what are you saying yes to right now and what are you saying no to right now is very important for your future. Okay, so That was a fun episode. It was a little bit different, and I hope that you liked it. I hope that you got a lot out of it. I know that as I was talking about things, the lessons really popped into my brain that I can use for the future. So I hope that you are able to take these, glean from it, and use it in your actual monthly budgeting. So before I hop off, I want to invite you to head on over and grab a financial strategy. This is a strategy that's going to help you start sticking to your habits and setting in place small changes that will get you closer to sticking to your budget and finding yourself able to focus on your family more than your finances. So go to calendly.com/MollyBunnell and see if this is what you've been looking for. Everything that I've talked about today, all of the budgeting tips, everything that I've learned, the lessons that I've learned that I've known these lessons, but being reminded of them is so great. So if this is something that you want some help with, some guidance with, this is what the financial strategy does. It helps you create those habits. It helps you set up your budget so that you can start sticking to it, so that you can live under your means, be able to handle the ebb and flow of the changes, of the unexpected, and be able to reach those financial goals. So please head on over now to calendly.com/MollyBunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENELL. And let's get you sticking to your budget so that you can focus on your family more than your finances. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.